Good morning. Welcome to the Oakland Church of Christ radio program. My name is Lonnie Corley, and I am your host this week. This week, we are looking at some Old Testament examples of people who trusted in God in difficult times. Today, we'll be looking at a particular event in the life of Abraham. Earlier in Abraham's life, God had told him to leave his native country and relocate to the land of Canaan. God also made great promises to Abraham that he would make of him a great nation and that through his family line, God would bring about a blessing that would go to all the families of the earth. God further emphasized this promise by promising Abraham and his wife Sarah that they would have a son in their old age. Genesis 15 and verse 6 records for us about Abraham. It says, "Then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness." Later, just as God had promised, Abraham and Sarah had a son in their old age whose name was Isaac. A few years later, when Isaac was still apparently just a young boy, God asked something of Abraham that must have been very difficult for Abraham to understand and accept. Listen as we read from Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. "Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, 'Abraham,' and he said, 'Here I am.' He said, 'Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you.'" Abraham certainly remembered the promises that God had made for him previously about how he was going to make him a great nation through his own offspring. He must have been thinking about how could God fulfill his promise if he takes the life of his son. However, Abraham trusted God, and we read in Genesis chapter 22, beginning in verse 3, that immediately he responded to this very difficult thing that God required of him. The scripture says, "So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place which God had told him. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, 'Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?' Abraham said, 'God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son.' So the two of them walked on together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son, but the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, 'Abraham, Abraham,' and he said, 'Here I am.' He said, 'Do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.' Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son." It took great faith and trust in God by Abraham to carry out God's requirement on this occasion. Abraham didn't know how God would fulfill his promise to him, but he knew that he would somehow. Hebrews chapter 11 speaks of this event. It says, "By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, 'In Isaac your descendants shall be called.' He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type." This entire event serves as a foreshadowing of how God would give his only son as a sacrifice for our sins and then raise him up from the dead. Part of the promise to Abraham was that through him all nations of the earth would be blessed. That includes us. But how can we be a part of the family of Abraham and receive this blessing? Galatians 3 and verse 29 says, "And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to the promise." Are you in Christ today and therefore part of Abraham's spiritual family? I hope these thoughts have been helpful to you, and I hope you have a great day.